This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina Rowe, very good morning to you.
Do you think maybe we need to look for a new theme?
No.
Is it driving you mad?
Katrina, don't do that to me, please.
Dan loves
it. Please.
FromMouthsOfBabes.com is your blog site, and it's very good, I got to tell you. You're an honest lady, Katrina.
Thank you.
You're just far out, which is, I mean, it should be a quality everyone has, but there's a certain, you really share, and you, thank you.
Oh, no.
It's good stuff.
It's a pleasure. And, I just really hope that particularly, sometimes we talk about things that are a little bit more serious as well, and I hope people can open up on the blog side about those as well, especially, as they can be a little bit more anonymous. But this week in particular, I wanted to talk about quite a sad topic. We had the news of the Perth mother who was found unconscious beside her two dead twins, beautiful little 7-month-old babies who should have lived full and healthy and happy lives. And it's a really, really sad thing. She was known to be suffering from postnatal depression, but obviously no one realised just how distressed she was. And that is a reminder to all of us to look out for our family and friends who might be struggling to cope with a new baby or even, with twins.
Absolutely. How common is it, Katrina? Do you know?
Yeah, it's actually very common. It's around 16% of mums who will experience postnatal depression after giving birth. There's another 10% who actually experience it while pregnant as well.
Wow.
But that's almost one in six mums. I personally didn't experience it myself, although I felt as though everybody around me really expected me to. I almost kind of got depressed about how everybody expected me to get depressed.
Were they waiting for you to...
Yeah, I really felt like people would ask me these pointed questions, and I thought, everybody thinks I'm going to be depressed, and I'm not. But actually, it did take me a little bit by surprise. After my daughter turned one and was weaned, I'd sort of had before that such a strong sense of purpose in that first year about breastfeeding that once it was over, I sort of did lose direction for a while, and I did get a little bit depressed, and it just took me a little bit of time to adjust to life with a toddler rather than life with a baby. And, I imagine most mums will go through a period like that where they will just start to struggle.
How can people tell if their loved ones might be experiencing postnatal depression? Are there signs and obviously there are signs and symptoms of it. Is it similar to, say, depression?
Yeah, it is. It's actually, symptoms are exactly the same as any other kind of depression. So things that you should be looking out for are like moodiness, irritability, overreacting to minor criticisms, losing interest in everyday activities, not sleeping well, being tired all the time, sudden weight loss or gain. And often there'll be physical health complaints, like unexplained pain. You've got to remember too, like every mum is going to have those overtired days where they completely lose it, over something as silly as a tissue in a wash or something,
That is quite annoying though.
but it is very annoying, yeah. Because we all have those days where we're just really sensitive, but when it's happening all the time, then that's when you should be a bit more concerned.
So are there particular women who are more at risk of actually getting postnatal depression?
Yeah, it's often those who have a history of depression or anxiety already, and people who experience complications around their pregnancy or their birth, like a difficult labour or a baby with major health problems or a baby who has difficulty breastfeeding or sleeping or settling. It's usually a combination of factors, but anything that makes life more stressful, like moving house or being a single parent, those things can all contribute.
If somebody's listening to this and thinking, oh, that's me or that's my wife, for instance, what should they do?
Yeah, well, obviously you should seek help and support, from family and friends and be honest about what the help you need. But also many women are going to need professional medical help. And a good place to start finding out about, what you should do is the Beyond Blue website, because they have lots of good help and information for people with depression, and it's beyondblue.org.au, and I think that's a good starting point to kind of just find out a little bit more.
Wow. Well, it is a fairly deep topic, but one that is definitely worth talking about. So if you're happy to share some experiences with us this morning, whether you or someone you love has suffered from postnatal depression, how did you deal with it? What helped you get past that corner? 1-300-40-20-20 is the number to call.
Yeah, and also so it might be a good one to talk about online as well if people want to be a little bit more anonymous.
Yeah, and fair enough too with that. FromMouthsOfBabes.com is the blog site that Katrina has, and she just writes up all these stories. As well as that, you can access that through our website, hope1032.com.au. Thank you so much, Katrina.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've just come out the other end of it. I've just had a 4.5-year tussle with postnatal depression, and I didn't really start turning a corner, if you like, or getting better until I could accept the fact that it was a mental illness, because I never thought that I'd get a mental illness being a choleric and organised and in control. So I had to accept that fact and accept that it was something, a chemical missing in my brain that I needed a tablet for. And then when I started talking about it, I realised that I wasn't so alone. You feel like you're on this island on your own and no one's ever been there. And once I started telling my friends, they all said, oh, yeah, I had that after so-and-so child. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
Nobody talks about it.
So you and a whole group of friends had actually experienced that, but yep, never spoken to each other about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like a silent epidemic, and we need to talk about it. And the thing that really turned the corner with me, besides the support of my awesome rock of a husband and my amazing children, is that I saw a clinical psychologist who could give me perspective, because you lose perspective in the middle of it. There is no perspective. So just to be able to talk to someone who is objective and doesn't have an agenda and is not emotionally involved, because the spouse and the people close to you are often too emotionally involved to help you turn the corner, because you can take what they say the wrong way.
What got you to the point where you decided that you needed to get some help, or that you thought you actually really do have some kind of an issue that you need to deal with?
I think when I could sort of look at myself in situations in the home, like I never had the kind of postnatal depression where I wanted to harm my baby or jump off a bridge. Mm. Mine was more hopelessness. It was, what's the point? Like, there is no point. You find a person in life and you live with them for the rest of your life and you have kids, and what's the point, sort of thing. So I guess I had to sort of look at my situation from outside it and think, that's not me in there. This is not who I am. It's not who I was. And I wanted me back.
Mm. Wow.
I really wanted me back. And I'm still on a journey. I'm not fully there. But I got the all clear in March, first day of colour conference, actually. I saw my psychologist and I got the tick of approval on my mental health test, which was a real praise report from a long battle. But there's still demons to lock in the closet. But it's an ongoing journey.
Well, it's certainly an encouraging story, Kathy, and it sounds like you're turning the corner. And on the way out, I'm sure there are lots of other people out there who are suffering from postnatal depression who are going, wow, that's pretty cool. That gives me a bit of hope. So thanks for sharing this morning.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great day.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.